Before we adjourn for lunch, I'm going to open the public comment period. So if anybody here has a public comment and does not wish to stick around until later this afternoon, public comment period is open. Anybody wish to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? That's not on the agenda. That's on the agenda. Yeah. Is there anybody who wish to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda? Please come forward, sir. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Michael Shackelford.
Mr. Shackelford, yes.
I'm here about my horn dog permit.
About your what?
About my dogfish permit. And, I mean, Joe could tell you more. I reckon I could. He could start it off, and so y'all would have more idea.
That sounds fair. Mr. Shackelford has been before our Finfish Management Advisory Committee in the past. We established a limited entry criteria back in 2009 that required participation in the fishery, and that participation was shown through harvest records. When we set that criteria, we did not come across any recorded harvest for Mr. Shackelford. Further discussions from one of the federally permitted buyers stated that, you know, he knew that he had purchased from Mr. Shackelford in the past, and he was surprised that he wasn't in there. After that, Mr. Shackelford did get his mandatory reporting records to us. They've been put in the system. However, during this time period, the Finfish Management Advisory Committee went a step further. They further limited entry by creating a new criteria, and that required participation during the years where Mr. Shackelford was not able to participate because of his past records. And then, yeah, I think you see where I'm going with this, Mr. Commissioner. So, Mr. Shackelford's here today, and we have a seafood buyer that said, look, this is an individual who was possibly mistakenly cut out of this fishery originally. However, we now have a regulation in place with a new established criteria that would state that he would be cut out again since he didn't have that second level of criteria. But the question here is, can an exemption be made for Mr. Shackelford? That's why he is here today, and that is what the seafood buyer, Scott McDonald, at K&A is asking us.
Yep, please.
I started in 2008, since this has been going on. I come to Mr. Bowman, bought him reports, and it started, and then Mr. Bowman was working on it, then it went to Joe. Got everything put in. You know what I mean? So get it in there when it come up. So my time come up that I qualified. Well, I couldn't go at the next time when it qualified, but I was on the record. And it's showing now I qualified, supposed to have it. And I started since 2008, and it's been going from hand to hand, and I've just been sitting, just waiting for the right thing. Like I said, I'm not asking for... I mean, I qualify for the habit. It was just an honest mistake. My reports was up to date. It was an honest mistake that was done in 2008. And Mr. Bowman knew that. We took it down. My sister does all my reports. It was a separate envelope, and it got misplaced, and it was an honest mistake.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Mr. Shackelford, this has been an issue apparently for 7 years. You're coming in here asking the commission to make a decision here at the very last minute without any research, without anything going into it. I don't know any legal justification that we could change what already been established. There's a fairness issue here. I would like you to discuss this matter with staff at Moore, with the chief, and with Mr. Cimino, and we'll address this, but not right here, not right now. We don't have any legal justification, to my knowledge, to be able to create an exemption for you. That would take some legal research. This is the public comment period for the commission. So you're...
Yeah, because I was asked to come here today and said it would be... That's why I'm standing...
Who asked you to come here today?
Spot Seafood. He asked me to come down, and they, all the staff, you know, I mean, knew about this, and that's why I was spoken at the Finfish meeting. And everyone told me to come here, and that's why I'm in front of y'all.
Mr. Shackelford, I'm going to ask you to discuss this matter with staff, to staff to better examine this, to find some sort of legal avenue for this, to discuss it with Mr. Hull. Chief O'Reilly.
Thank you. We can put this on as an appeal on either the December or January agenda. This is very similar to 2009 when the commission looked at appeals for the waiting list that folks were put on in the crab fishery. And at that time, there were situations where mandatory reporting was the reason they were put on the waiting list. And when they furnished their reports, they were reinstated. This seems very similar to me to that situation, and we'd be happy to put it December or January at whatever the commission desires.
All right. Then that's what we'll do. It's going to take a bit more work, Mr. Shackelford. Is there anybody else who wishes to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda? All right. That said, here we're going to recess for lunch and return at 1:20. Going to reconvene here the October 27th meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. It's now after the lunch hour. We're going to move into offenders and some fisheries matters here. A couple ground rules. Gentlemen, ladies, if you're wearing a hat, take it off. If you have a cell phone, turn it off. I'm going to reopen the public comment period. If there's anybody that wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda, please come up to the microphone. Public comment period is closed.